Welcome back to all you amazing Heart to Heart listeners. This is another episode of Heart to Heart with Patty Mlaozi. And today we have another amazing guest with us in studio today. Alice, please tell us a little more about yourself and how you started with your nail salon. Your Heart to Heart story, and hopefully inspire someone out there.
I'm Alice. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. Thank you. The pleasure is all ours to have you, Alice, to come and share with us. So tell us, what ignited your passion for the nail industry?
And I've always been a goal-driven person. I'm a dreamer, somebody who works hard, and when I put my mind on something, I go for it. It's just where I am, and some they say I'm a bit on the reserve side, but I guess it all depends my company at that moment. But I'm just a free person, free spirited soul. That's just who I am. And what drove me, like, to the nail salon, what ignited your passion for the nail industry? To be honest, I never saw myself in the nail industry, and you would laugh if I tell you what I really wanted to do. I saw myself in the, because I wanted to go to be a flight attendant, like that guy was this kind of thing. But you know how life happened, and I just find myself seeing how these people do it, the nail bars, the setup, you know, all that, the way they organized to put together their stations, and I loved it. And what it gives a person, like, a different look, different feeling, because it's a place where people go and just relax. Some they bend, so I decided no. So the fact reason that a person just decides to go to a nail bar or even a hair salon to just sit and relax and forget about whatever stresses in the world day to day basis, then I'm like, no, I'm really gonna do it. That's how I ended up going from the training, did all the beauty massages and nails. But I ended up focusing on the nails only because I saw my passion was more on the nails only, which I love doing. I might say I'm not the best, but I do my best. As long as my client is happy, I'm also happy.
Wow, Alice. So you went from wanting to be a flight attendant to being someone who does people's nails. And also moonlighting as a shrink, right? So everyone can come to you with their problems. That must be amazing. But yeah, I do understand what you mean. We tend to feel free, at the hair salon or when we're doing our nails or when we're taking care of ourselves to just open up. I guess also it's the kind of person that you are. That then brings that out in a person that makes them open up to you. I guess cause you'll be concentrating doing the nails. So people, you come across as someone who's really attentive and listening. You understand? That's amazing. Do you have loyal customers or do you advertise? How do you get new customers to come and, you know, have their nails done with you? Is it a word to mouth? How do you do it?
As for how I attract my new customers in my advertising, for all these years I've done nails, I've never been a social media person until way later, at a later stage. Because my job, it just grew, my clientele grew because of word of mouth, referrals. That's how I got my clientele is bigger. Referrals all the way. But recently, that's when I started to like advertise on my Instagram, posting my work. Yeah, and it's really doing so well, if I should say. So that's like the way I advertise my business at the moment. But normally I focus on the wow nails. The ones that like draw attention when somebody's just scrolling and, you know, just pauses looking at a certain peak of nice, fresh, detailed nails. So that like draws attention. These are the ones that I normally put on my page. It's actually doing very well.
Oh, that's amazing. That is so, so awesome. I guess you are very detailed and, you know, you want to give the best service so that your customers will bring more customers. So what is your future strategy? What are you planning on doing in the near future?
Yeah, looking ahead, my strategy, like in the future, I would like to grow, not just to focus on maybe just doing people's nails, making them look nice and all. It will still be that, but I would like to like start expanding in selling the nail product, for example, like the critical oils, like the nail care, personal nail care kit where people can just use at home. Maybe the moment they don't have like enough time to rush to my nail salon for maybe it's just a quick manicure set, maybe with a nail just for a crack on the corner. I will be selling those nail kits also for home use, like critical oils, just some buffers, just to keep them looking it, like nice. That's where I'm looking at the moment.
Wow, Alice, that is amazing. You don't only want to help people look gorgeous, you also want to help solve problems, because sometimes we get so busy and, you know, you can crack a nail like you're saying. But to go to the salon, there's a million other things that you need to do, and you just need a quick fix, like you're saying. This is so amazing. Oh, so now, Alice, I think every business, especially being an entrepreneur, it comes with, you know, some hard days, some difficult days that you go through. Can you tell us about some of those setbacks, you know, some of those challenges that you faced, that can maybe motivate someone or help someone out there who's also thinking of, you know, starting an entrepreneurial business, or, you know, who wants to find out how they can overcome them?
I'd like to mention, like, one obstacle that really got me down and I felt like this was it. When COVID hit, yeah, it was really hard for most people, and I was one of those. So sometimes you live to think of a plan. What can work in this time of COVID? And all I had to do was to shift my business from where it was. I had to close it up. But I didn't just stay closed up and sit and just say, this is the end. I had to create space at my place. My home where I stay, I had to create space, create a small section to just continue doing it. And after the hard lockdown, I started picking up again. Clients were coming. Those who were very far, it was some, they wouldn't really like follow you, because maybe you're even further away from their radius. But it did work. So it's not really an easy thing when something like that really happens, because it's something that you don't expect, and the way it happens, it would be so difficult for you to really have that, to tell yourself maybe things are gonna get better. You feel like giving up, but I almost like told myself, no, this is it, I'm not gonna be able to do this again. But I had to be strong, just myself up. But I really made a plan and it worked. So I moved forward and managed to work. And the space was small, but I made sure it had to be as comfortable as it can be for my clients to feel at home and feel at ease and to feel better after all the services that they got from me.
That's an interesting take on life and business as a whole, you know. And I like how you say, you know, don't give up, continue to give the best, even when sometimes you want to throw in the towel. Thank you so much for that profound advice, Alice. My next question is, how do you keep your work-life balance, per se? Because I'm thinking as an entrepreneur, you know, having customers, as many customers as possible, is very vital for your business. It's very vital for someone who's working for themselves. But then how do you sort of draw the line and, you know, also keep some time for your family and your kids and your loved ones?
Yeah, balancing work life, it's really not so easy, because sometimes people find themselves drowning in their work, focusing work, forgetting themselves, forgetting it. It's not really an easy thing, but you just have to put a boundary somewhere. As an entrepreneur, you find a way to set yourself, like what shops do. They've got an opening time. I had to find myself, especially when I was working from home, I had to set that strict boundary. I'm opening at a certain time and closing at certain hours. Because sometimes you find some clients who come knock at your gate, say, oh, I've got an emergency just like that, maybe after hours, and you're closed already. So it's not really so easy to really balance your you time, family time, and then work time. It's not easy. Work through all the, to balance everything. It's really hard. And the advice also that I can give the others who are struggling with this, set boundaries. Set boundaries. Know when to say, I need to rest. And know when to say, this is time for work. And then, because there are people that I can call workaholics, because they feel, I need to push. Yes, push. You're straining your mind. Your body, you must also listen to your body, because there's a moment that you feel you're tired, but you want to strain yourself, to strain your mind, your brain. Because when the moment you take a rest, it's not just your body, that's your mind is resting. You're not stressing about anything. It won't make sense when you say, no, I just have to do it, because if I skip today, maybe tomorrow. It's business. Clients come, that day comes, the next day comes, the other one goes, the next day comes. So when you're struggling with how you're going to balance both work and your life and your family time, I think it's all about boundary. And you cannot make every client happy, because some, they would feel like they are doing you a favor, because you are the one who's working, and when they pay you, like, yeah, I'm making money. But to me, it goes both ways. You're providing service to them. They feel comfortable. They're happy when they leave, and then they pay for it. So when you try to explain to them, no, okay, fine, my closing time is 6 p.m., and they don't understand, you continue to struggle not to set a boundary between yourself, your time, and the clients, which is work time. So there, that's where I find people struggling, even relationships, partners, marriages, because they put work first over anything. Yes, you're working for a family, you're providing, but still, you need to make time for yourself. When you've got kids, make time for you and the kids. When you've got a partner, make time for you and your partner. Business will always be there. That's advice I can give to other entrepreneurs. Because some relationships suffer because of, I have to rush to work, I have to meet a client. You are putting that first. And really, time matters. Time doesn't wait for you. The moment you are neglecting yourself, your family time, and your partner's time, that time you're not going to get it again. Because the next day, you are going for one client, and maybe the next day there are three clients. And the next thing, it goes on and on like that. You're not going to have time to really say, no, I'm knocking off, this is it, I'll see another client tomorrow. So that's the advice I can give to other entrepreneurs.
Before you go, Alice, one quick question. So, you know how life can get so hectic, right? Business, kids, work, being a mom, doing all this, doing all that. What motivates you? What helps you get through, you know, all the difficult times and, you know, all the tough times, if any, or that helps you just hold on and hang on and balance everything out? What inspires you? We'd really love to know that.
There are quite a few, but I'm just going to mention Joyce Meyer. I've been listening to her testimonies, how she went through her difficult times, and she teaches us how we should forgive. And forgiving is not just for the next person to smile and say thank you, but it's also forgiving to give you inner peace. Because remember, when you carry that rage, that you are finding it so hard to forgive the next person, you are not at peace with yourself. So the moment you forgive that person, it's also, it gives that peace inside you, and it's easier for someone to move on, which is something that I've always learned from Joyce Meyer when she speaks about forgiving. You forgive people, fight
the kind of hurt they caused you, the most important thing is to forgive and then you move on. And if you don't forgive, even if you know in front of God, it's gonna be hard for you because your heart is heavy. Your heart is heavy and you've got that bitterness inside you, which doesn't go together with peace. When it comes to books, I prefer devotional books. I've always been that person who prefers devotional books. And when it comes to devotional books, at the moment I'm reading the one by Samuel Rodriguez. It's called Power for Your Day. This has been, I don't know what it does. I can say, well, the way I read it, because it's got some Bible chapters that are in there as well. So when I read it with the Bible next to me, and I refer to my Bible, and I see some verses that I need to really go through, maybe a paragraph or two, continue to understand whatever that I'm reading. That's how I read my devotional books. So this one by Samuel Rodriguez, the one I'm reading at the moment, who's a pastor, speaker, author, he's also a movie producer. So yeah, that's the one, the reminder when you're reading these devotional books. Keep your faith, not ever lose it, no matter what. So that's what actually keeps me going. Whatever I want to do, whenever I feel like giving up, I go to my books, read. It really does help a lot.
Wow, that is such profound advice. Business will always be there. And that is so true to your word, Alice. There will always be something to do. There will always be, you know, some work to do. And it's vital, like you're saying, to keep that balance, as you say, with our work and with our loved ones and juggle that together. I think you seem like a very organized person from what you're saying, because you need to be like super organized to actually be able to balance all that. Alice, thank you so much for coming to the podcast. Thank you so much for sharing your heart with us and for giving us amazing and profound advice. I hope anyone out there who's thinking of doing any business or side hustle or being an entrepreneur can glean on some of the most amazing advices that you've given us today. Thank you so much for having us, Alice.
Don't forget though, like, share, and subscribe to catch all our latest episodes. Until next time, keep those hearts open.